Okay. All right. Hi, I'm Brendan Howell, and today I'm going to introduce PyCessing. PyCessing is a simple system for people who are either just getting into programming or for people who want to do a little programming but without having to invest a lot of effort into complicated systems. So just take a look at the screen here. This is what the interface looks like for PyCessing. And you've got an area here, which is a pretty simple text editor. Another area, the documentation browser. You can turn that on and off by just pressing the help icon here. And then down here, you've got a sort of message area. So if anything goes wrong, or if you have errors or output, then that's where it's up, is down here. So let's look at a simple program. There's a bunch of examples that are built in. And the thing with PyCessing is it is all Python. And the advantage of Python for a lot of people, that it's a fairly user-friendly language. It's a language that's easy to get started with, and it doesn't usually overwhelm you if you're not familiar with it. It has a syntax that's very, it's less mathematical than a lot of other programming languages like C or Java, these kinds of things. Let's just take a quick look at an example here. We've got two functions. One's called setup, and the other one is call. And PyCessing programs typically are oriented towards something where you're drawing something on the screen. So this one here, we'll set it up, and it's a sort of sine wave motion. Looks like, I don't know, maybe a flag waving in the wind or something like that. And that's via more, not super advanced, but slightly more advanced example. So let's look at some, maybe we can go back to a really basic example here. We can just look at the vector drawing things. Where's that? Here we go. Save that, because we didn't really do anything with it. Okay, and so here you can see some of these functions, and compared to a lot of other programming languages that are a bit, actually safe, the functions are pretty straightforward. So you have thing rect, it draws a rectangle, circle draws a circle, an arc, that's pretty self-explanatory, and ellipse, curve, polygon. So let's look at this. Okay, so we've got, it's not the most exciting program, but it is a good demonstration of the graphical possibilities. We can take another look at the raster images. So those are vector images, you know, things that are based on lines and points. And raster images are pixel-based. So we'll do, let's see, image transformer. This one just shows the way you can load an image. I've got a JPEG. It's a rather unexciting image. And then I can scale and rotate it. So here we are, spinning this image around. Again, it's not super exciting, but it's the kind of thing that you can, get into right away and get started writing real code, as opposed to spending 2 weeks learning some complicated libraries or a system where you don't necessarily know what you're doing. Yeah. Okay, I think that's a good example. Yeah, terrible. That might...